Hi everybody and welcome back to Chester's Book Club starring Chester and Mummy.
No. Mummy and Captain Underpants and the Paw Patrol and the whole family and Murphy.
Yep. Is that it? So Captain Underpants, Murphy and the rest of the family, which would be me
and Paw Patrol.
And Paw Patrol. Well,
and Chester.
Oh, Chester, you're here. Did you come back just because it's Christmas time?
Yes.
And you wanted to be with your family for Christmas because you wanted to get Christmas presents? Where have you been? He's just drinking milk. Bear with him. Where have you been, Chester?
South
America. Whereabouts in South America? Brazil? You don't know. Just all over South America. Oh, well, welcome back. We are glad you are home. What book are we reading today? And you want to what? Oh, you don't want to talk. Okay. Chester hasn't been on the podcast for a while, so he's feeling a bit shy.
No.
What did you want to say? All right. So today we are reading a special book that Chester actually got from Santa last year, didn't you? And it is called Chester and the Pups Save Christmas. It is a Paw Patrol book. And it's pretty special because Chester is actually in the book. There's pictures of him and you'll hear about how him and the Paw Patrol saved Christmas. It was the day before Christmas. It was the day before Christmas and Chester was visiting the pups from Melbourne, not far from Adventure Bay. The Paw Patrol pups were excited to decorate the big pine tree outside the lookout and Chester was ready to help. I love Christmas, Chester said. I can't wait for Santa to get there. I've got the popcorn, Ryder announced as he walked out to the tree. Rubble ran alongside him. Hooray, a Christmas Eve snack. This isn't for eating, Ryder said. It's for hanging on the tree. Everyone worked together. Ryder strung his popcorn along the branches and Chester hung lights. Marshall parked his fire truck next to the tree and raised the ladder so he could put ornaments on the highest branches. Later that night, Ryder and Chester watched the Santa tracker on the lookout's viewing screen. It showed a big blizzard on the horizon and Santa was flying right into it. What's Santa going to do? Chester asked. Don't worry, Ryder said reassuringly. If anyone can fly through a bad winter storm, it's Santa. Chester wasn't so sure. He had a feeling Santa was in trouble. And he was right. Suddenly, Ryder received a call on his pup pad. He was Santa Claus. My sleigh crashed and I lost a load of gifts, he said. My reindeer are lost now too, and worst of all, my magic Christmas star is gone. That's what gives my sleigh and reindeer the power to fly. Without it, I'll never finish delivering my gifts. I need the Paw Patrol and your friend Chester to help save Christmas, Santa said. Ryder gasped. Save Christmas? Us? I thought there was no job too big and no pup too small, Santa said with a smile. And Chester agreed. Could you stop sucking on the straw? It's a bit rude. Ryder nodded. You're right, Santa. We'll do everything we can to help. Ryder and Chester told the pups about Santa's problem. Rubble, we need your shovel to dig the sleigh out of the snow, Ryder said. Rubble on the double, Rubble shouted. Ryder looked at Rocky. I need your forklift to help race Santa's sleigh out of the snow and some recycled parts to fix it. Don't lose it, reuse it, said Rocky. Sorry, but Chester is making some sound effects with a straw. That might be annoying, Chester. Chester continued. Sky, Zuma and Marshall, we need your helicopter, hovercraft and fire truck to help deliver gifts to Adventure Bay. This pup's gotta fly, Sky exclaimed. Let's dive in, Zuma cheered. I'm fired up, Marshall declared. And Chase, Ryder said, I need your megaphone and net to help round up Santa's reindeer. Chase is on the case, Chase shouted. All right, Paw Patrol is ready to roll. Excuse you, Chester, Ryder exclaimed, and all the pups raced away from the lookout. Chester raced out with them on his super trike. It was time to save Christmas. Would you like me to keep reading, Chester? I think you might be disturbing the listeners from enjoying this story. Ryder, Rocky, and Rubble rode through the snowy night and found Santa's sleigh. Rubble got to work digging it out with the shovel in his pup pack. When he was finished, Rocky rolled his truck into position and lifted the sleigh. Ryder inspected the damage. The crash broke off one of the runners, he said. We'll have to replace it. Rocky, see what you have in your truck. Sky, Marshall, Chase and Chester found the other bags of gifts and met Ryder at the sleigh.
Stop saying Chester.
They got there just as Rocky started to attach an old ski to the bottom of the sleigh. I knew this would come in handy, he said proudly. Great job, Rocky, Chester said.
Hey, I said stop saying Chester.
Ryder, check out all the presents we found, Marshall shouted excitedly. It's like Christmas. It is Christmas, silly, Chester said with a chuckle.
Hey, stop.
Zuma arrived and brought his hovercraft to a stop. There are a lot of gifts to deliver. It's a good thing they have names on them. Ryder looked at the pups and Chase. Oh, sorry, the pups and Chester. Sky, I need you and Marshall to drop gifts down the chimneys. Zuma, you can deliver the gifts to Seal Island. Chester and Chase, I need you to track down those reindeer. Yes, sir, Ryder said. Chase said. Chester and the pups went to work. Chase used his nose to follow some tracks in the snow. They led right to a reindeer. Bingo, Chase shouted. Wait, that's not a reindeer name, Chester joked. Come here, Blitzen. The reindeer started to run away. Dancer? Cupid? Vixen? Chase tried. Prancer? Chester added. At that, the reindeer stopped. Santa needs to put name tags on you guys, Chase said with a sigh. Chester and Chase managed to find all eight of the other reindeer, but they wouldn't line up. Chase decided this was a job for his loudspeaker. Attention all reindeer, he announced. Please move forward in an orderly fashion. They did as they were told, and Chase and Chester led them back to Santa's sleigh. Once Chester and Chase got back to the sleigh, Ryder called Santa on his pup pad. We've repaired your sleigh and the pups are delivering the presents. You are permanently on my nice list, Santa exclaimed, but I still haven't found my magic Christmas star. What happens if you don't find it? Chester asked. Ryder shook his head. There will be a lot of disappointed boys and girls tomorrow. And pups, Chase added. I have an idea, Chester announced. Ryder, can you replay the Santa tracker on your pup pad? Chester asked. This should show us where the magic star fell off. Looks like the star landed in Farmer Yumi's yard, said Ryder. Let's roll, Ryder exclaimed, and he and Chester and the pups ran to their vehicles. When Ryder, Chester and the pups reached Farmer Yumi's barn, they couldn't believe their eyes. Bettina was flying through the air with the Christmas star stuck to her side. The star is making her fly like a reindeer, Chester exclaimed. How will we get down? Rocky asked. What about this pile of hay? Chester asked. Ryder grabbed some hay and whistled to Bettina. Fresh hay, come and get it. Bettina floated down for her snack. While she was munching the hay, Rocky used a mechanical claw from his pup pack to grab the magic Christmas star. Good work, Chester cheered. Ryder quickly called Santa to tell him the good news. When Ryder, Chester and the pups met at the sleigh, they found Santa Claus waiting for them. My sleigh looks perfect, he exclaimed. Except for one missing piece, Chester said, holding out the magic Christmas star. Santa took it and hung it on the front of the sleigh. After the pups loaded the gifts into Santa's sleigh, Skye couldn't resist taking a sleigh for a ride. On the ground, Santa thanked Ryder and Chester. He promised they would both have a wonderful Christmas. I don't know how to thank you all, Santa said as the pups landed the sleigh. I thought Christmas would be ruined, but you and your pup saved it. Whenever you're in trouble, just ho 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 for help, Ryder replied. Bright and early the next morning, Chester and the pups ran to the Christmas tree next to the lookout. Santa had left gifts for everyone, but before the pups open theirs, they want to give Chester the present they picked out just for him. A giant bone. It smells delicious, Chase said, licking his lips. It's perfect, Chester said, laughing. But I'll tell you what, pups, you can have it. Merry Christmas, everyone. The end. So, did you actually help Santa and the Paw Patrol save Christmas, Chester?
No, it's just a book.
It's just a story. I like that one. Do you like it?
And I can't.
It's true? Was this last year?
This year.
Well, Christmas hasn't been this year, so...
I've got a time machine.
Oh, you've got a time machine. So you went forwards in the future?
Yes.
Okay, so this year you are going to help save Christmas.
Yes.
That must be why you knew how to find the star, because you've already read the story. And then you're going to go into the future and know what to do.
No, I haven't read the story yet.
Oh. but that's right now. I'm confused.
But that was before we read it right now.
Oh, okay. I'm a little bit confused how this time machine works. But anyway, well done for saving Christmas. I think everyone will be happy that you did. And does that mean that you're permanently on the nice list?
Yes.
So wait, even when you do things you shouldn't do, here we can't say you're going to get on Santa's naughty list.
Yes.
Oh. Well, there goes that. Well, we hope you enjoyed Chester and the Pup Save Christmas today. We hope you're having a lovely December and getting very excited for Christmas. It's nearly summer holidays, so we will be recording some more podcasts because we've been a little bit slack lately, haven't we? We haven't done one for a while. Well, anyway, thanks for listening. And if you would like to request a book for us to read, you can email us at chestersbookclub@gmail.com. And yeah, we'll reply to you and request your book from the library. Well, thanks for listening and we'll see you next time. Bye. I don't think they can hear you when you're leaning on the chair.
Bye. Bye.